This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
You've heard about Mavericks, the surfing area here in the coastside, and maybe you didn't know that that was named after a dog named Maverick. That's our topic. I'm Cindy Menzel for the Feature Story of the Week, and I am talking with Judy Matienzo, whose husband Alex owned Maverick, and actually it sounds like Maverick was a bit of a surfing dog. So this is the history of Mavericks and the famous surfing beach hero out in El Granado. So, Judy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Cindy. it's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me all about Maverick the dog.
Right. I personally never knew Mavericks.
Okay.
The dog. But Alex and his nephew Stephen and David, the three of them, knew the dog. Essentially, when Alex would surf that particular spot, what they would do is drive out. He and his friends would drive out. You cannot anymore. You have to walk out now.
Right.
And they would make sure that the dog was tied up, that the dog had water, food, all the essentials to take care of itself. And then the guys would paddle out to the break and
come
surf in and go surfing and come in. But the dog would get undone, surf out, swim out to where the guys were, jump on one of the boards, and would then surf in, and it was like rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat.
They would secure the dog, go out, try to do their thing and have some fun, and the dog would follow them out and come in again, and they'd all come in again.
And I mean, those waves are huge.
Yes, they are when they're, and there is a buoy that is set up, I don't know where it is, but when it gets the right swell and it comes into Mavericks, that buoy alerts everybody, and that's how they knew that the wave is going to be coming up.
Okay.
Up to Maverick.
Dog would swim out, and those waves would be huge. So where do you reckon the dog, and by the way, so Alex and his buddies are how old when this is happening? What do you reckon?
Oh gosh, they were probably in their late 20s, maybe, early 30s, all through their 30s.
Okay, so in their 20s and 30s, and Alex was your husband.
Yes.
And what year was he born? So what years would this be? Like in their 20s and 30s, what years would this thing be surfing?
Alex was born in 25. 1925.
Okay, so sure, is the 40s and the 50s.
Exactly, the 40s exactly, and 50s. Right. Now, Jeff Clark did surf it when he was a young man, but a young boy, and became familiar with the break. Jeff did not name it, but he became familiar with it, and is the legend of Maverick.
So how do you suppose, and I'm going to go back to the dog swimming out there in a minute, but how do you suppose it was named Maverick? How did the dog's name get to be the owner of the surf?
Alex knew all the preeminent surfers of the time, and it just really was word of mouth, Cindy.
Really?
Yes. It just stuck, the name of the dog, and it just was one of those things that's by word of mouth and carried on, really just held on. to this day.
Yeah, and if it started in the 50s and 60s and such,
right.
40s, even back
right.
in the 40s. So going back to the dog, Maverick,
yes.
swimming out there, and what kind of breed did you say he was?
He was a white German Shepherd mix.
Okay, and we have, actually, there's a sweatshirt I see, but there's, we'll see if we can put a picture of it on the website here for KHMB. But so he would swim out, those big, huge waves would just,
yes.
I would think it would kill that poor dog.
The dog, Alex, was an animal lover, so they took very good care of that dog. Very good care. The dog was very, just very adept at swimming and was truly a water dog.
And the dog did belong to Alex?
Yes, at that time.
And how long did,
Maverick was with Alex for, 10 or 20 years. And, in Maverick's older age, and Alex was, a young man at that time and moving. He lived in several places in, Pacifica, and he lived with his sister in, Daly City, Tommy Zerotti and her two sons, David and Steven Zerotti. Alex couldn't have control of the dog the way the ownership the way he wanted it.
When he started traveling and moving?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what he did is one of his friends who lived up in the lower High Sierras, in the mid High Sierras, mm-hmm. Had a big open ranch, wanted to take care of and provide for Maverick for the rest of his life.
Oh, so Maverick got to retire and live out on a farm in
yes.
his retirement age.
Yes. I know.
Oh, that's just lovely. Lovely.
Right.
And so, Alex, you married Alex. When did you marry Alex? And when he told you about this? Or how did you meet Alex?
Well, I was very sick, and Alex happened to be my nurse.
Oh, really?
I know. And we met that way. We really didn't start dating, of course, until I got out of the hospital and
right.
everything was fine. But we dated and
when did you get married?
1969.
And so Alex would tell you all these stories about Maverick. Did
exactly.
he ever, and did he take you surfing? Did you go surfing?
Did you try surfing?
I know I'm a Southern California girl, but. Up to my ankles, girl, in the ocean. Alex made me a surfboard that I have.
Oh, lovely. So he built surfboards as well.
Yes, yes. Alex was a real Renaissance man and an artist as well as many other wonderful things. But Alex made me a surfboard, and we went down to Santa Cruz, and he decided that I was going to learn how to. So I had a wetsuit. I got a wetsuit. He taught me how to surf in 3-inch high water, and that was enough and high enough.
That's very fun. So are there any other stories of surfing from the 40s, 50s, when it was really still pretty wild to surf out, that you remember? Anything that stands out?
Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
That made the San Francisco Chronicle, and I'm not sure of the year, but when Alex was a very young man, maybe 10, 11, or 12, possibly 13, he and his buddies went out to Ocean Beach, and they found a big, flat board that had come in as debris from the ocean. And so they decided that they would take that board out and surf at Ocean Beach.
So it was like just a plywood board or a big, off of a door board or just?
I'm not sure, but it was shaped like a surfboard.
Oh, it was shaped like a surfboard.
It was shaped like a surfboard.
Okay.
And they got out there, got in trouble, and the police came. And it made, at that time, it made the San Francisco Chronicle.
Because they were out trying to surf.
Right.
Three of them on one board?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Well, that's just very fun. That's very fun. Well, Judy, thank you so much for sharing your memories of Maverick
welcome.
The dog, as well as Alex, who was one of the first surfers out at the what we call now Maverick.
Yes.
In the 1940s.
Right, yeah. Alex, I believe so. I tried to pin it down when it actually caught on.
Uh-huh.
So it was probably the late 50s, very early 60s.
Okay.
His nephews, David and Stephen.
Matienzo.
Actually, there's a Roddy.
Okay.
That was his sister's. That was his sister's Tommy's sons.
Okay.
And Alex took them surfing every chance that they wanted to go. He was excellent with them that way.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Well, we have a bit of the story with Judy Matienzo. Thank you very much.
You're very
story
welcome.
About Mavericks the Surf Dog and Mavericks the Surfing Beach. I'm Cindy Menzel for the feature story of the week.
Cindy Menzel, and all about Maverick, the surfing dog. Now get ready to set your dial way back to 1948 as Cameron Palmer presents The Time Machine right here on Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000. Or email us, news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week we step out of the time machine into 1948. What were things like on the coastside back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, fishing boat capsizes off Pigeon Point. According to authorities, a rogue wave caused a party fishing boat out of San Francisco to capsize and taking the life of one person while two others on the boat were saved. Strike delays, road work, the widening of Highway 92 into Half Moon Bay has been halted due to effects of an oil strike which has caused production cuts in the production of asphalt and other paving materials. And polio total reaches 54. According to Dr. Harold Chope, County Health Director, polio cases have reached the epidemic stage with an all-time high of 54 polio victims. Now for a little history in the making. From my restaurant, Cameron's Pub, many of you know that I am a board member, and I've served as the president of the Johnson House Foundation. Well, things are looking a little brighter. Bright white, that is. The historical Johnson House on the hill that overlooks Half Moon Bay is getting a spruce up, a new white paint job. It's really time to do it as the weather does take its toll. So now the house is looking beautiful, white, and fresh. It was time to do it. This has also led to other maintenance projects. New handrails have been installed, so it's easier to get in and out. And a special bench acknowledging Mary Betancourt, who has been the main catalyst for the preservation and restoration of the Johnson House. Mary, this bench is for you. Please stop by every third Saturday from 11 to 3 for a free tour led by knowledgeable docents, including my mom, Adora, who knows tons of facts and history of the James Johnson House, which was built in 1853. Please make a point of visiting the historical Johnson House and checking out the history of our little town. Save the date. November 8th is the annual holiday house at the Johnson House. It's a great tradition sponsored by the Johnson House Foundation, AAUW, and the Coastside Women's Club. All proceeds go towards local scholarships and the ongoing preservation of the Johnson House. So keep calm and history on. 1948. It's only a few short years since the ending of World War II, but a new war is beginning between two former allies. It's called the Cold War, and the Soviet Union takes a shot by blocking West Berlin from the U.S. and Britain and France. The U.S. counters with an 11-month airlift of food and supplies. A new nation is born as Israel is declared as an independent state and joins the United Nations. Here at home, fashions are becoming more and more daring, with the bikini gaining in slowly in popularity, and the first prefab post-war housing to solve housing shortages are starting to appear. They can be built quickly to accommodate the growing need and are inexpensive for people to buy and helps with the baby boom after the war years by providing young couples with a home in which to start their families. Due to the demand for goods and services, prices are rising, and many believe that the government should bring back some wartime price controls. And televisions are appearing in more and more homes. And technology, vinyl, long playing records, played at 33 RPMs, is developed, as well as Velcro and the transistor radio. Cost of living stats, a loaf of bread, 14 cents, hamburger meat, 34 cents a pound, and gas is 16 cents a gallon. The musical trends of 1948 included continuing transition from big bands to individual singers, as well as the increasing popularity of lighthearted novelties. Instrumentals are still big, and this record enjoys 8 weeks at number one. Here's Pee Wee Hunt and the 12th Street Rag. This singer associated with wartime big bands teams up with another band singer, and together they produce this hit. Here's Doris Day and Buddy Clark with Love Somebody.
Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Handsome say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love to be his baby doll. If he kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who.
Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I
love somebody.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody.
Yes, I do. Love somebody. Yes, I do.
Love somebody,
but I won't say who.
He's big and strong.
Would you like to feel my muscle?
Bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who? Say already.
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me who you love?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And I do.
Maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you try a guess?
Do tell, let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly entree nous?
We too.
Well,
confidentially.
Between you and me.
Confidentially, I
love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love is you.
For KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Today is a special day. You have been wanting to stop into More for Less and see what it's all about. Easy in and out. Great prices on gas. Right on Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue. Now you need to go in and see all the goodies in store for you. Like fresh hot coffee, pastries, donuts, ice cold sodas, beer, wine, milk, canned food, and even cereal. I told you today is a special day. Now you know about More for Less. Make it your favorite stop of the day. Oh, and don't forget ice. More for Less on Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue. Remember, stop, look, and save at More for Less in Half Moon Bay today.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock from Edward Jones Investments. And this is this week's Financial Focus, Navigating the Shutdown, Financial Impact, and Smart Moves. Now that the federal government has shuttered many doors, millions of Americans are wondering how this disruption will affect their finances. The answer lies in your personal situation. Here's what to know and what steps to consider. People relying on safety net programs. There's good news if you depend on Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. Payments from these programs will continue. The post office remains open during the shutdown, but note that, unrelated to the shutdown, as of September 30th, Social Security payments are no longer mailed. If you haven't already, set up direct deposit or a prepaid debit card to avoid or minimize payment delays. contact the Social Security Administration for help, though expect longer wait times due to the shutdown. And if you're waiting on an IRS refund to help pay for day-to-day expenses, it could be delayed. Federal employees. For furloughed employees and those working without pay, you are guaranteed back pay once the government reopens. But the delay can strain household budgets. You may be eligible for support through the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund, FEEA. And unlike in prior shutdowns, there is the threat of additional workforce reductions. Government contractors. Unlike federal employees, contractors typically don't receive retroactive pay. Missed work days may result in permanent income loss, and delays in contracts and permits are likely. Small business owners. Businesses that rely on federal contracts or serve government facilities, such as cafes, maintenance crews, and transportation providers, may see a sudden drop in revenue. Additionally, the Small Business Administration is affected and won't issue new loans during the shutdown. Veterans. You can largely expect business as usual. The VA will continue processing compensation, pensions, and education and housing benefits. And for health care, medical centers and outpatient clinics remain open. Investors. If you are invested in treasury securities, you will still receive interest payments. The stock market may see some volatility triggered by the government shutdown, which for those with available cash may be a compelling buying opportunity. How long will it last? Shutdowns are unpredictable but typically short-lived, according to Bloomberg. Since 1976, there have been 20 shutdowns lasting at least a day. The longest, in December 2018, lasted 35 days, according to the Congressional Research Service. What you can do now. In uncertain times, focus on what you can control. If you are directly impacted, review your finances and build a lean budget that prioritizes essentials like housing, food, and transportation. If you have emergency savings, this may be the time to use it. For a longer shutdown, you can ask about financial assistance for many of your bills, such as mortgage, credit cards, utilities, car loans, student loans. Just be sure to understand the terms and conditions. While a government shutdown can be unsettling, taking proactive steps and acting early can help you stay financially grounded. Shutdowns are disruptive, but they are also temporary. And having a clear plan can help you weather the storm and protect your financial well-being. Thanks so much. This is Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones and Half Moon Bay.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today we're going to talk about something we all do, but don't give much thought to, and that is sitting. How you sit is vitally important to your spine and your overall health, and there is a ton of bad information out there. In fact, this episode is a direct response to an article that was filled with such bad info. So now sit down and relax and learn how to sit down and relax. Before we can truly understand sitting, we first need to discuss standing. When you stand in proper posture, you exert 100% of your body weight on your spinal joints, which is to be expected. When you bend forward just 15 degrees, which is the amount you bend when brushing your teeth, washing your hands, shaving, doing dishes, you increase that amount to 150% of your body weight. Most of us can't even imagine holding that position for even 30 minutes, let alone hours per day. Here's the crazy part. How the experts tell us to sit comes into play. When you sit in what we are told is proper sitting posture, that is back flat against the back of a chair, thighs parallel with the floor, and knees bent 90 degrees, you exert 140% of body weight on your spinal joints. So think about that for a few seconds. When you sit in what we are told is the best posture, it is almost the same amount of stress on your body as if you were bent 15 degrees standing up. And now consider holding that position for hours. It's easy to see how problems can be created, and that is far from the worst seated posture. The three worst sitting postures are hunched forward. Hunching is widely regarded as the worst sitting posture. Many people, especially office workers who spend long hours at the computer, tend to hunch while sitting. As a result, they often end up sitting with a hunched back and a raised head. Hunching can compress the stomach and lungs, leading to breathing difficulties, chest tightness, and indigestion. Prolonged neck curvature can also cause tension-type headaches. Hunching the back and leaning the head forward can also cause severe compression on the cervical spine and lead to cervical degeneration. Number two is slouched backwards. When sitting in a chair with a backrest, it's common for people to lean back lazily, leaving a gap between their lower back and the chair. This posture is known as the slouched position and is particularly common when sitting in a deep couch or in bed. This posture can cause damage to the intervertebral discs, leading to problems in the lower body. The discs are like jelly donuts. In the slouched position, one end of the disc is pinched and the other on the verge of bursting. More after this.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about sitting. The third worst sitting posture is leaning to the side. Leaning on the armrest of a sofa or chair, or leaning the entire body against the side of an armrest and tilting to one side while sitting can cause imbalances and symptoms that are more likely to appear on one side of the body, such as in the shoulder, low back, or hip. Common conditions such as leg length discrepancy, uneven shoulders, scoliosis, and pelvic tilt are closely linked to this incorrect and unbalanced sitting position. Over time, it can even affect the functioning of internal organs. So how should we sit? First off, you need to understand that our bodies are not designed to stay in one position for extended periods of time, whether you're lying down, standing up, or sitting. The key is to move and change your position throughout the day. Unfortunately, many people today are forced to sit for extended periods. So what's best for them or for yourself? Well, two things. First one, get an inflatable wobble cushion, not to be confused with a whoopee cushion. Remember those? Anyway, back to the wobble cushion. It creates an unstable surface you sit on. This unstable surface causes the muscles that support you when you're seated to constantly be working, so it is impossible to stay in one position for too long. The second thing, sit on the front edge of the chair with your knees lower than your hips. This forces your back into an erect position with no additional pressure on your back. If you're on a long drive, take the wobble cushion with you. It will make the drive much more comfortable. Feel free to direct your questions or comments to khmbradio@aol.com. Till next time, this is Dr. Barry Canty wishing you well.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Here's a question for you. What would you want to say to the future about your life today? Postcards answering that question will be on display at Coastside History Museum October 30th to November 30th, and yours could be one of them. For more information on the Coastside Community's Mail Art Project Postcards to the Future, visit makeitmainstreethmb.org. Postcards must be postmarked no later than October 10th. Again, more information at makeitmainstreethmb.org.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. It's Pumpkin Festival weekend on the Coastside, and musically, there are wonderful local bands playing both Saturday and Sunday on various stages in downtown Half Moon Bay. Today on Carousel, we give you a taste of what you'll hear. If you like what you hear and want to see these bands live, check the website, hmbpumpkinfest.com, for details on showtimes. And be sure to join Jay Michaels and me for live broadcasts both Saturday and Sunday, giving you the sights and sounds of the 53rd Annual Pumpkin Festival, along with interviews and music, all commercial-free. Let's begin the music celebration with Dee Dee Coco Johnson and the Mix Company belting out the Journey song, Don't Stop Believin'. It's Pumpkin Fest weekend on Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
She's just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. He's just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Smoking room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, they could share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night.
KHMB.
Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. We're celebrating some of the bands playing at the 53rd Annual Art and Pumpkin Festival this weekend. There was the Carmen Rat Band with the beautiful vocalist Jill Dineen. Lights Are Low is the name of that one. And before that, Dee Dee Coco Johnson. Check out the website hmbpumpkinfest.com for show times and days of these bands that I'm playing for you today. And thanks to musician and producer Michael Ahern for curating all the bands you hear at Pumpkin Festival for 11 years running now. I'm Mike Dale. A reminder to join Jay Michaels and me for live broadcast both Saturday and Sunday, giving you the sounds of the Pumpkin Festival along with interviews and music, all commercial free.
Next up is the band Extra Large, and they have this great song from the Spinners, a cover of I'll Be Around, on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thank you. fix with pain. Hurt people, and there's nothing to gain. Greed can't be fixed with greed. Get that chip off your shoulder, it's what you need. These roots were once seeds before they were dreams as we run out of hope. We don't know what tomorrow brings. Could be good, but say not be rain. Could be love, but say not be pain. Positive, gonna fix my brain. Lead the way. We failed to reach them. We don't know what tomorrow brings. It could be good, but it might be rain. It could be love, but it might be pain. I'm positive, gonna fix my brain.
It's a special edition of Coastside Carousel this week, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside, celebrating the bands playing the 53rd annual Art and Pumpkin Festival in Half Moon Bay this weekend on community radio for the Coastside, KHMB. There was Coast Tribe, modern reggae rock, and the song What Tomorrow Brings. I'm Mike Dale, a reminder to join me and Jay Michaels broadcasting live from the Pumpkin Festival both Saturday and Sunday this year, capturing the sights and sounds. We've got interviews of locals, all commercial free. Check out the website hmbpumpkinfest.com for the schedule of bands you might enjoy both Saturday and Sunday. And if you happen to be hearing this Coastside Carousel on Monday or Tuesday after the Pumpkin Festival weekend, whether you happen to be visiting our town or you're a local, we hope you enjoyed your time here. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. In the case Abedin versus Shemp, the Supreme Court ruled that the Bible could no longer be an independent textbook in public school curriculum. Would our founding fathers have agreed? Benjamin Rush certainly would have disagreed. Benjamin Rush was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and he was a leading educator of the day. In fact, he was the first founding father to call for free public schools. Benjamin Rush declared, "The great enemy of the salvation of man, in my opinion, never invented a more effective means of extinguishing Christianity from the world than by persuading mankind that it was improper to read the Bible at schools. The Bible should be read in our schools in preference to all other books." In the view of Founding Father Benjamin Rush, the Bible was the textbook of preference for public schools.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.